Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
It's 12 o'clock. Welcome to Taking Stock. It's the 13th of December, 2023. And you know what that means, don't you? Yes, a Santa rally in the UK starts tomorrow. That's what they say, apparently. 14th, 15th, 16th. That's what happens. Thanks for tuning in. By all means, hit that like button. Subscribe. Very important. The numbers are going up. We're trying to get at 5,000 before year end. Well, that's the end of the show. So hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And download the Vox Markets app. voxmarkets.co.uk/app. Now, the theme of this show is recession rally. And the figures come out today, GDP, are bad. Every expert got it wrong. Every single one. They missed forecasts, which is hard. And this is, you know, they missed them to the downside as well. The downside, it got worse than they thought. So, but it looks like we're on for maybe a mild recession. It's hard to say. But if that's going to happen, I think that's quite a good scenario. You know, if you don't want a bad recession, deep recession, a lot of it's priced in anyway. The market knows this. In fact, by all means, get the comments in. We'll look through a couple of companies there you suggested. But I've got this comment yesterday, and I've taken a bit of umbrage with it. Where is it by? It's from Mick. Mick. Hey. Mick says, that's twice you guys have commented on McBride recently. Three times, actually, Mick. And the one time I did say, it's looking very good in the chart. This is the fourth time now. The first time, he said, you were less than enthusiastic about McBride. It's up about 40% since then. And as a holder, I believe you're less than positive today. Sometimes, in capital letters, Justin needs to listen. As in fairness to John, he did say they were still very cheap. Great podcast, though, guys. Keep up the good work. Charts can make a monkey of you. Fundamentals, far more important. Capital letters, fundamentals, capital letters, important. Happy to be proved wrong. Momentum is a wonderful thing. And trying to get a better entry point can be frustrating. Again, keep up the good work. Well, thanks, Mick, for the compliments. But let me just show you the chart of McBride, okay? By the way, let's look at the chart of the Amol share here. There we go. It's looking good. It's up. In fact, let's look quick at the indices before I get the chart. Indices. Green on the screen. All indices up. Oh, Santa rally's kicking in. Yeah. FTSE 100 up 0.24%. FTSE 250 0.22%. Where's the Amol share? Up 0.23%. Biggest rises here on the FTSE 100 is Entain. Up sort of 4.5%, close to AstraZeneca, up 2, Croda and Vigasco. What are the fallers today? B&M European Value, right move? Weir Group, Vodafone, Rolls-Royce down? There we are. But quickly look at the chart of Amol share. Now, of course, if you zoom out from a couple of years ago, I leave this. This is, Mick, look at this. This is a 200-day moving average, all right? This will help you a lot. Even just put that on a chart, okay? You can see here. And this is very similar. I'll show this on the McBride as well chart. You can see here the gap up from the dash for cash crash. It literally spiked above the 200-day moving average, didn't touch it, from when? This was like the July 2020. It rose above the 200-day moving average, didn't touch it again until the 21st of October. So what's that? A year and a bit? It's not a short-term trend. It's 200-day moving average. It smooths out the price for the last 200 days. And you can see then it starts breaking down below it, tries to rally, and then breaks down, finally, on the 22nd of November 2021. And then it didn't touch it again until a rally at the start of the year in February. It touched it, couldn't quite close above it that convincingly. It had two days, three, four days, and it broke down again. And we haven't seen that happen now for a while. But look at this. So we have a rally, okay? It's nowhere near 200 a day, but we had this previous support there, what, 722, and now it's come back a little bit of a pullback. And what you want there is to happen is another rally. You don't want it to collapse and try and revisit lows, and it hasn't. So literally, it's gone up a little bit. Now, what you want to do is almost break 730, which is previous support there, and maybe now resistance, okay? So it's looking sort of good here. Let's look at the RSI. The RSI is ticking up, as you see, towards 70. You need to get above 70 to really start motoring. But I wouldn't start buying shares when it's above 70 because it's a bit overbought. I mean, they can still go a lot higher, but it's a little bit worrying, you know? So I want to look at McBride. Mick, if you listen to the podcast or you know, watch the video, okay? This chart would have... Now, listen, when I'm researching a company, this is what I do. I look for growth, that's fundamentals. I look for value, fundamentals. I look for health, that's fundamentals. I look for efficiency, that's fundamentals. I look for potential, that's fundamentals. And I also look for momentum, which is technical. So one out of, what, six metrics is just chart? But it doesn't make a monkey of you. It makes a monkey of you if you don't pay attention. Look at this. Now, the trading updates that came out with recently were quite good. But look at this 200-day moving average again. Mick, broke down August 2021. Now, when did they have their first bullish update? Was it back in January 2023? I don't think it was. I've looked back. But yet, the chart bottomed out and broke the 200-day moving average in January. All right? And if you put a 50-day moving average on, let's look here. Oh, that's the wrong one. On this one. That's an early indicator. But the golden cross happened here in February 2023. That is a very bullish sign, Mark. Mick. So where is the chart making a monkey? And I did put a line here. I don't know when I lost this, but I put a line here. I said, it's broken the 50-day. You want to break previous highs, which is here. And it did. And then it broke up again, previous highs. That was good. And you can see here, it didn't break back down below those highs. And didn't even break back down below the 200-day moving average. So I don't know when you got in, Mick, but if you just paid attention to that chart, if you like the company fundamentally, you'd have been laughing. What was that? So 25 pence is now 85 pence. So there we are. Don't be blind to the chart, Mick. Fundamentals are very important. I could say five out of six metrics I look at are fundamentals. But the chart is, you know, obviously bottomed out way before the fundamentals did. But why look at fundamentals? Because then you have sustained rise. If it's, you know, reducing debt, if it's improving fundamentally, it's not just a pop and drop stock that is rallying technically. It's also rallying fundamentally. I hope that makes a bit of sense. But Mick, I do appreciate you commenting. And well done if you're in that and you've made a bit of profit. And thank you very much for saying nice things about the podcast. Very nice. Okay. Riff off. Prize for the first comment of the day goes to Riffisoff. I still can't say your name, by the way. Don't just go with Riffs. I'll go with Riffs. Volution Group, FAN is the ticker there, expects earnings ahead of current range of market expectations for the financial year. That's what we're looking at. That's what you want to look for in companies, okay? In this hard market, and I'll show you something I did say a while back. Someone talked about Enoracua, ETP. They came out with a trading update yesterday. And I said, be careful of companies that rely on councils in that kind of public sector sort of funding and all that. Because councils are struggling. I think Birmingham's gone bust, Nottingham's gone bust, and they are trying to delay big spending projects. And in fact, I got this this chart up here. I found this on the website. These are councils in financial distress, okay? She's got Manchester up there, Leeds, Birmingham's gone through, it's in the red. Where's Nottingham? Nottingham there is in the red. There's one down here in London, I don't know what they are, or Thurrock, that is. But Guildford, all the East Hampshire, Eastleigh. Wow, I'm not far from there. I know they're building a massive housing project off their own book. So just be careful. I mean, even the ones not in distress, you know, will probably maybe delaying projects. So if you get most of your revenue, if a company gets most of its revenue from councils, all that's in a public bodies, be careful. So I just want to say suggestions, actually, of sectors to avoid. And I think literally almost discretionary consumer, of course, avoid that. Because you in the new year, I do believe we'll have, you know, consumers tightening their belts because a lot of people are maybe on mortgages or anything, you know, just everything. The cost of living, you know, food prices are still going up. Not for long, though, I don't think. But of course, everything else on top. And if you're a company that's, you know, needing that dollar from those consumers and they're feeling the pinch, it's going to be hard, especially if that company's got debt as well. So both ends, they've been, you know. And then you've got, you know, they've put wages up as well because everyone's going to buy wages. So sectors, you know, to look at. And I think sectors you need to look at are where you'll see companies coming out with these better-than-expected earnings. And defence is a very good one at the moment. You know, defence is an excellent. In fact, Cohort came out today. I don't know if it's up. We'll have a look at that. But think about sectors that are quite insulated or quite buoyant at the moment, because they tend to, you know, carry on in that way for a while. Of course, there are certain companies in those sectors that are going to get hit, that are doing well, but are just lumped in with the rest of the sector. But the sentiment will weigh them down, unfortunately. But when they rally, they'll rally very strongly, hopefully. So Volution, let me just look at that company there. Let's go to the chart first. Fan, it's ticker. Are you all right? Fan? Am I all right? Oh, Volution, yes, you are right. Sorry, I do apologise. Let's look at the sort of the technical sense. Volution Group, okay. Share screen. So so mid-cap, sort of 820 million market cap. Product producer, manufacturer, and they do say AGM trading. Well done, Riffs, for picking up on this. You need to look at companies that are doing better than expectations, that are doing well, essentially. I think that's the basis. I mean, you can trade stocks, yeah, if you want. You know, look for companies oversold, and it'll go for a technical bounce. But essentially, if you are an investor in a business, you know, you want to, let's ignore the stock market. If you were to invest in a business, you know, I'm not talking about share price going down. You'd want to invest in a business that's doing well, wouldn't you? And getting stronger. So that's, I think that's the basis for investing on the stock market as well. Look for companies. Anyway, they say strong start to full year 2022. Revenue for 4 months, which ended the 30th of November, was 121 million, up 8% versus the prior year. Organic growth at constant currency was 2.9%. Inorganic, so it's not knocking the ball at the park, but it's a little bit bigger company than we're used to. Foreign exchange translation impact was 2.6 adverse. Okay, it's fully. So whilst new build market conditions remain challenging, our refurbishment activities continue to benefit from strong regulatory drivers and consumer focus on eliminating damaging health impacts of mold and condensation on buildings. A strong start to the financial year, together with a tailwind from three acquisitions completed, gives the board confidence in delivering earnings ahead of current range of market expectations. Let's have a quick look at the chart. I want to go back to Enerakka as well. So you can see there, it's in a little bit of a range, you know, up and down. It's done very well, hasn't it, from what? September 2020, 150. Up to 560. Wow. And you often get this pullback. There's a big pullback there, but now they're in a bit of a range, bit of congestion there, or digestion that. So this is Enerakua. And I had my eye on this company for a while, but I'm not going to. So it rallied technically recently because, you know, it's been oversold massively. That's a technical rally, pretty much. Nowhere near 200. And then all of a sudden they came out with, you know, yesterday evening, I think it was, ETP, let's have a look here. And fair play, what time did they come up with this RNS? Yeah, half one, energy project delays. Uh-oh! So they say two local authority clients have been notified by them of delay in the commencement of group of major energy projects which were expected to start this month. And they said deferred projects now expect to start in full year 2025. I don't know, cost reductions, they've done that as well. But this is what you don't want to read. As a result, this is the opposite of what we just read. The board now expects the results materially below current market expectations, with revenues of 55 million, adjusted loss of 6 million, including redundancy. What do they have? The positive collection of receivables in H2, together with strong control of working capital, means that year-end cash is expected to be broadly in line with expectations at 5.5 million, representing a net cash position of 1 million. So you assume they've got 4.5 debt. It's quite tight now, isn't it? You know, you find strong companies keep getting stronger, and or updates. When they have good updates, they tend to come in, you know, twos or threes. And then, and conversely, when you're in a tough market, it doesn't seem to get any easier. So, also, actually, what's quite interesting yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, AJ Bell, we talked about these a lot yesterday on the show about, you know, the FCA looking into the pricing. And they did come out with a statement, half one as well, saying they're looking to give back. Benefit its customers, significant package of pricing changes, so they're already reacting. Hargreaves Lansdown didn't come up with anything, did they? You don't think? And isn't Hargreaves, and they charge more than AJ Bell? Well, according to the comment yesterday, someone switching from HL to AJ Bell for better pricing. But they said they've come out with now with new pricing packages. It's been working on for some time. This is not a reaction to the FCA. We've been working on this for a long time. It just happens that the release comes out straight after the FCA. Yeah. It will benefit its customers by £14 million per annum. There we are. So they've been working on that for a long time. Yeah. Came out yesterday at half one, directly after the FCA news. That's a good comment here. Can you look at Chemring? Yeah, another Chemring. So Chemring I thought results yesterday were strong, but as ever, shares hardly moved. 79% of 2024 budget already on their books. Recession rally, or was it more of a slow amble? Depends how much is, I mean, let's look at Chemring. It depends how much they rallied by, I suppose. You know, sometimes you can be, you know, a couple of months late on this rally, can't you? On the defensive stock rally, you know. Let's have a look. Well, look at that. They definitely bought directors like it, director shareholding, all that stuff. So what are they there? Chemring are in for defense, of course. 927 million market cap. And let's look at the results here. Look at that. That's what you want to see. All double digit. CHG is ticker there. Double digit growth there. Revenue up 40%. Underlying EBITDA. Underlying operating profit. Underlying profit for tax. All up to 20%. Statutory profit. So if you're looking at statutory profits of 50 million. So they're a billion. They're growing well, though. So 50 million, billion, you know, do the math of that. How many times does, you know, a 50 million go into billion? So 20, P 20, is that right? Remember that? So, but, you know, it looks very good. Let's look at the chart then. Has it rallied already? Do you know what? It's come down. It's rallied. You often get that travel towards news, but it's come back, rallied. That's quite nice, though. It'll consolidate. Like I say here, what's happening here on a technical basis? Okay, I haven't looked at them on a deep, in a fundamental basis, but it looks all good pretty much. I don't know much debt and all that stuff they got. You've got to look at that health, you know, and all that stuff. But in fact, what was the turnover there? 7. So you say, you know, pretty much 15% net profit margin. That's good, you know, decent. But yeah, so that's not bad. You know, sorry, I've got something on my screen there. Don't know what that is. You often get, you know, final results are a liquidity event, you know, and so, you know, you've rallied here. How much towards the, from the lows pretty much. You know, it's done a 25% rally. That's it's a decent chunk of change for a company that's worth, you know, close to a billion. So it's better to travel, as they always say. But the fact is, it's quite good now. That is the highest close since, it's very bullish, you know, it's the highest close since what? Back in 2nd of August 2022. So it's a year high, you know. So it may need to sort of consolidate a bit, but it's a strong looking chart. You get the golden cross here, and of course, what you need to see is the share price above that and pulling the 200-day moving average up as well. So I like it's quite good. You know, it looks okay. I mean, you may not see instant reaction like that on the day of results, because you say you can get a liquidity event where people will exit. You know, holders will exit. They know there's lots of volume in there. They go easily, and so it's a decent rally sort of thing. And going back, I mean, it's done sort of well in the last few years, hasn't it? Okay, it's a front page of Vox here. And most rare, in fact, let's go to some of the content here. If any content, essentially experiences consistent growth by leveraging health and environmental trends in the UAE. It's very interesting. I think I'm going to be chatting to the CEO of this, Aquis listed, but in the health food space in the Middle East, which apparently is going gangbusters. Get all these people moving over there, want to be fit and healthy, and look good in the sun for Instagram and all that stuff. And apparently, yeah, they're in that space. So it's very interesting, worth doing a bit of research on that. HVBO shares jump. This is good news, actually. Contract there, 16.9 million. And in fact, someone did flag this. So they're 146 market cap. But this is very good news. A contract, 16.8 million. Pharma client is funding expedited manufacture of additional supply of RSV challenge agent. I just realized I forgot about the theme of the show here. I'll go back to that now. But they've announced to sign 6.8 million full service contract with a top five global pharmaceutical client. Now, it's worth looking, isn't it? These areas that we're seeing companies say they're exceeding expectations in, what sectors are they in? So far, defense. Now, medical area. And they're saying here, companies, please report there's continued to be strong growth across the group, with revenue slightly ahead of previous market expectations. The companies continue to improve operational efficiencies, which, coupled with the facilities funding that will benefit both 23 and 24, has resulted in EBITDA margins exceeding 20%. Them good margins. I like that. 20% EBITDA exceeding that. That's quite good. Consequently, the group now expects EBITDA to be ahead of previous market expectations. Buy into strength, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to invest in a company that's improving, not looking for a company that's going for a bounce because it's been oversold. See, bad news can keep coming. Good news can keep coming. It's all about momentum. Companies, clear revenue, visibility into 2024. Further details will be shared as part of the company's full year trading update in late January. So the trading update then. Let's look at the chart, HVO. HVO. Nice. Look at that. I think John owns a bit of this, doesn't he? He'll probably talk about this tomorrow or Friday. But that's nice. Look, so a couple of times it's trying to break out and failed. And you can get this, obviously. So you shouldn't just buy on a rally of a 200 a day. Because, you get spike up and spike down. You want to look for higher lows. That's a big spike there. What happened there? So it comes back. And then previously, you are getting higher lows here. Nice break up there. Like the previous resistance was literally at 20 pence. It's now at 21. So if it can stay in close above that, that's good. Very, very good. Like I say, you don't see many charts on the markets, especially on AIM, where it's an uptrend. That is starting an uptrend. That's called strength. Oh, I see AJ Bell. See, that's the advantage of having Vox Markets app. I even get the RNSs on my phone, on my watch, I mean. Is it AJ Bell? They bought some stock, have they? Let's have a look. Piling in. Look at that. Spot on. It's released at, what time is that released? 12:22. Look at that. Thank you to the Vox Markets app. I literally get it on the second. It's still 12:22. The group legal services director and person in charge of materials was coming. Sold? She's selling. Karen Kina, selling at the bottom. She hasn't got much confidence in the new pricing model, has she? there we are. Back to front page, sorry. Avacta, this is unusual. Paul's on a piece here. Avacta, he says, Avacta's innovative AVA 6000 cancer drug excels phase 1A trial. I think unless someone knows something about this, this went down today. And you see, almost these, you know, liquidity events is coming ahead. People can sell into them and take the stock down. But I don't know why it's so, because I read through it. I mean, have they released similar results before this update or what? Because I read through it, it seemed all very good. And in fact, if you look at, you know, what Alistair said, yeah, he knows how to speak, doesn't he? Dr. Alistair Smith, he said, targeting potent therapies to the tumour while limiting the systematic toxicity that often characterises these therapies is one of the holy grails of the cancer drug treatment. There we are. So that's good news there. Good news for that. It's phase 1A. Let's look at the chart. I don't know if it's down, up, down now, but it did come off a bit. Yeah, it looks down almost 6% today. It did drop to 123. And what's annoying now is below that 50-day moving average, which sort of negates this going across. So what you see, you want to see, you know, higher lows, higher highs. The moment you've just seen those lows in a range still. I don't know how long this is going to be a range for, but it's in a bit of a range, which is frustrating, to say the least. Okay, so sorry, let me just go back to the front page here on Vox. 2024 will see a recession-filled rally. The UK economy took a surprise tumble in October, according to an early official estimate that showed contraction of 3%. So minus 0.3, not 3%. That would be that'd be lockdown. But no, there's an actual minus. This is month on month, October, minus 0.3. Forecast was zero. I'm not joking. On every metric, this. Let me just find this. Every metric, right? Look at these. This is actual. This is forecast as previous. Okay, construction down below there. The construction output. Now, what was particularly bad? There was one that was particularly bad there. Oh, look at that. Manufacturing production. Now that says a lot to me. Well, it doesn't say that much. But why would you be producing less? And they thought it'd be flat. It was down 1.1%. That to me is a very positive sign for, you know, negating inflation. It just shows less demand, less being produced. Less being produced, sadly, you need less people to produce stuff. And of course, you know, you're not going to get pay rises if people are being laid off. And those people being laid off spend less. This translates into a slower economy. Growth, we are not growing. The UK economy is flatlining, pretty much in recession. So, but, and I think if anything, if it's a mild recession, it's quite good because these are basically the GDPs. Now, if we're looking at recession, it's two, you know, consecutive negative quarters of growth. So if we go back to, what is it, July, August, September, so July, massive down, was that 0.5 minus, a little bit up August and September, down again, that's almost that together. We need decent growth next 2 months to not see a recession. And in fact, look at this. City investors are now pricing in 0.25-point cuts to the UK interest rates from the Bank of England next year. The money markets are currently indicating that interest rates will have fallen to around 4.25% by December, or this time next year, down from 5.25 today. The first cut is expected to be on May. January, February, March, April, May. It's the second quarter, of course. Of course, it's the second quarter. So midway through second quarter, they're saying. I think if that's the case, we're going to have a rally in the first quarter, with further reductions being penciled in for the second half. If the UK does slide into a mild recession, as some economists are warning, then there would be serious pressure on the Bank of England to cut rates. Serious pressure. Not just pressure, serious. The Bank of England may push back. They'll talk a good game, guarantee it, okay? But they will be reducing interest rates. Anyway, let me get to that. Come on, Dagger. You seem like a bit of a dirty trader on the stocks. Dagger, EUA is moving on rumours. What's the rumours? They may actually... What's the rumours? You know, but the thing is, you know, so that's why I look at fundamentals and technicals, because, you know, literally, a company can rally. If it's fundamentally not strong, they can just raise some money or something. I'm not saying they are, you know, by having that, just generally, you know, pre-revenue loss-making companies always need to make money. They're always, well, they're selling the stuff or whatever. Anyway, they are loss-making, aren't they? Russell, about defense doing well. BAE Systems has secured a contract worth $8.8 billion ceiling for the US Army. Haven't seen the RS, but it's on Vox and Sharecast. Wow. Steve, never been a Chartist, but as an additional tool for the bag, you're winning me over. Steve, yes. Listen, let me ask you a question, Steve, right? And Mick, this is to you. If you say, right, I wouldn't mind a toolbox for Christmas, you know? And the missus says, what kind of toolbox do you want? Do you want one with three tools or 20 tools? We're going to say, or just make it simple. Do you want a toolbox with four tools or five tools? In fact, let's make it more accurate. Five tools or six tools? You go with six, wouldn't you? You know, you want as many tools as you want. Investing is not easy. If it is easy, you're probably in the top of a bubble in the market. You know, you want all the tools you can get to make investing easier. That's why you should never, I don't understand why people still deny this. Charts are money flow. You're trying to make money in the markets. You need fundamentals, yes, but don't ignore the money going into and out of the stock, because if there's a big seller in there, you know, you are swimming against the current. After a while, you'll get exhausted. Wait till the current's in your favor and go with it. You can swim like crazy then. By the way, Mick, I've had four 100% rises this year. All right, so you know, that's with fundamentals and charts. It looks as if BAE contract is just a renewal. Okay, so maybe not surprising, stock is only up 1%. Ken, Israel conflict has seen a global boycott of USA products, Coke, McDonald's, Starbucks, etc. How will that affect earnings? Exactly. They say that, though. People say, yeah, don't buy this. Don't buy that, you know, on social media and all that stuff. And then you go up for a drink somewhere and says, you want a Coke? Yeah, I'll Coke. Do people really carry that through? You know, I don't know if they do. In fact, there, people were expecting a sale or farming at the moment. It's a swing stock. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Okay, some other bits of news on the front page here. What else we covered? You looked at essentially, you know, healthy living juices, foods, all that stuff in the Middle East. HVivo, Sheer Jumps, Avacta, yes. Kune, HVivo, Mokan. What else is there? Yes, Britland Gold, Scallywag Drilling. And is Scallywag Drilling, is that the bloke doing it? And geophysical survey results. I bet they're good. Oh, the downstream. I've never seen actually where. Have you ever seen a resource company? I'm not saying these. I've never seen a resource company come out with bad results, really. Very hot, very rarely. That's why resources, a bit better risk than oil and gas. Oil and gas, you can just miss completely. With resources, you don't have enough, you know, dirt to get something. You know, you always get something. Because you're not stupid. You've been doing geophysical studies and all that. So you know it's around there. You grab enough of that. With you know, with wildcat oil drills, you're going like 2,000 feet down with one pipe. You know, chance of hitting that? It's ridiculous. Anyway, Bushveld, they're down 6%. Corporate update. They're doing a group head office restructuring. They do say operational update remains on track to meet its 2023 group production forecast. However, there's the however. Due to repeated refractory failures at Vanchem in December, the decision was taken to bring forward 12 days of 2024 kiln realign program, which will impact Vanchem's production for the month of December 2023. Okay. Again, you know, when you get companies come up with bad news, you tend to carry on releasing bad news. It's rolling over there. Didn't get 20-day moving average. 50 is a little bit early, you know, 50-day. It can break that a couple of times. It's an early indicator. And, you know, if you put an alert on it, it just gives you a heads up. But it's 200-day we're going to look at. So, you know, it's failing to break that. Okay. What else we got there? Wishbone, not interested. Power metal, uranium energy exploration update. Now, uranium is the new Bitcoin, isn't it? If you touch uranium now, I mean, don't touch it. It's going to hurt you. But I mean, you know, if you've got any involvement at the moment with uranium as a company, the share price rises. I'll click on this. Let's see if it's risen. Yes, 12%. There we are. Power metal resources. And Keith Bevan's relating to the conditional disposal of its Canadian uranium assets. As an oh, they're disposing of it. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Revolution Beauty. What's happening there? I'm not interested in Vela. Down again. You know, it's like bad news keeps on coming. Winners keep winning. Settlement of claims, Tom Ellsworth related arrangements. Elizabeth will remain with the business. Also, she's decided to stand down from the board with immediate effect. Elizabeth will be replaced as CFO by non-executive director Neil Catto. Okay. Well, they're saying she's done very well there. Let's look at experienced CFO Neil is. Previously, he'd been CFO of Boohoo. Position he held for 11 years. Prior to this, he held senior finance roles at BT, Carphone Warehouse, and EY. Let's look at the chart of Rev B. Yeah, flatlining, see, pretty much. Again, 20-day moving average, no in the year. Sea Machines welcomes US energy announcement. What is that? That's it. Sea Machines welcomes U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's announcement laying groundwork for a new impaired driving prevention standard. They specifically mention driving monitoring systems as a technological solution that will be considered as part of its formal rulemaking process. I have no doubt that robots and computers are better drivers than humans. All you need to do to find this out is get on the motorway. Put your cruise control on. I've got adaptive cruise control. So it keeps like, 100 yards in front of the car. And, if I whack it on 100. Joking. If I whack it on 70, it stays at 70. But if someone pulls in front, it'll break, you know, and keep a nice distance. The reason why we have crashes is because cars up your backside, some cars break hard. It's so inconsistent. Now, if you put in 70, you'll see a car overtake you, if you're in the middle lane, for example, then pull into the middle lane, slow right down. So your car slows down. So what are you doing? You just speed it up and slow down. And that kind of inconsistency. The computers are better than cars. The sooner we get, I think in about 20 years' time, they'll say, did you let humans drive cars? In knowing what an emotional bundle of wreck humans are, driving, you know, 1.5-ton vehicles at 70 miles an hour, are you nuts? Why would you put them in charge of that? Anyway, I think, you know, the trend is strong for Sea Machines. I got an argument a couple of years back about this on Twitter. Someone said, I enjoy driving. Well, you can pay enough. Still enjoy it. But I mean, I think there should be a law. Once you get to decent adaptive driving, it should be definitely on motorways. I know there's less crashes on motorways than side roads, but definitely on motorways. Just consistency, you know, keeping the same speed. By then, we could have cars going 200 miles an hour. As long as there's safe enough distance in between, it wouldn't be a problem. But that's the problem. Humans don't leave a distance in between. They're up your backside, or they're braking, they're accelerating. Inconsistency. And that's in a bit of a downtrend, isn't it? It's tried to break out, but it's not doing it. In fact, look at that, knocking its head. As if I keep needing to show this to the non-believers. Look at that. Is there any wonder it keeps knocking its head on that? Okay. Anything else? How many tools in the toolbox? You haven't seen my DIY. There's less tools and less damage. Yeah, Steve, I'm the same. Literally, my tools come from IKEA. You know, all the stuff they they give you for free, like some Allen keys and, pliers. My missus laughs at my DIY skills. I say DIY skills. There's no skills. There's just, it's down again. I hate it, though. I hate DIY. But to me, I'd like to have a full toolbox, if you know what I'm saying. Anything else? Anything else we're looking at? Cohort. Let's look at the cohort results, by the way. CHRT. Did they go up or down today? They're not so rangy, aren't they? See here. There's more lows below that 200 moving. Now you're starting to get it breaking it back above it, and it's getting back above that. So that's nice. It's almost a bit of a messy chart. But you can see it's trending higher a little bit. And the results on cohort was a half year, I think. Let's have a look. So they're 223 million market cap again. In defense, parent company of four innovative, agile, and responsive businesses providing a wider range of services for British, Portuguese, international customers in defense and related markets. So director change. What's happened here? Appointment just non-executive director. Okay. Oh, no, he's Jeff Perrin. Old Jeff is stepping down. Currently chairman of the audit committee. He's advised the board with intention to retire from the board after 9 years in the post. Well done, Jeff. Well done, fella. Half year results. Okay. Revenue up 22% with growth. Remember that number, 20. You know, if you're doing revenue 20%, within 4 years, you'll double your revenue. And if your margins stay the same, your value will double as well. But in the market, if the market sees that coming ahead, the share price will rise more than double. Adjusted operating profit, 6 million. What's the market cap? So 6 million, so let's say 12, 13. So we are looking at, what's the cash here? Record closing order book. That's good. Interim dividend, net funds of 13 million. October, that net debt. They've gone from a net debt to net cash. It's very good. Anyway, let's scroll down a bit. 94 from 77 million. Operating profit, look at that, from 1.6 to 4.4. They're going in the right direction, aren't they? So profit for the period, 3. So what is that? It's a PE, you know, it's a PE quite high, isn't it? 6. What's the cash? Cash because 36 million. But they got a little bit of debt, and they 13 million, they said. So they got bank borrowings of 10. No, it's not, wrong line. Bank borrowings of 22, pretty much. 22 million. Take that off the cash. Take it from the market cap. That's your EV. Do the math. But 3 million, what is that? 13 off that. What's the market cap? Sorry, I'm trying to work this out in my head. Not cheap, eh? Not cheap. But like I said, you know, sometimes you have to pay up for a good company who's doing very well in this market. Any other results you looked at? Chimring, HVivo. That's it, pretty much, isn't it? I think. Did I see any more news? No. The front page? That's it, I think. But we all know American markets, right? American markets yesterday rallying all-time highs. Why? Because they see, and in fact, this is what I want to show you. I knew there's something. It's only taken me 41 minutes. But look at that. That is the 2-year bond yield, ladies and gentlemen. It's now, like I said, dipped below that 200 moving average, spent 1-2 days below it, got up, back down. This is good. This is, and exactly. Why is this significant? Look at the last time it closed below this. It hasn't done that for what? It closed below, literally, and this was on the way up. 21st of Feb, that was not far off the top of the bull market. When it started ticking up here, the bull market, that's when the bull market ended. Top of the bull market was when this gapped up above 2%, 0.2% on the yield. And like I said, last time it dropped down of the 20-year moving averages, you know, you see here, 2018, we had a cracking rally there, didn't we? Cracking rally from 2018, yields dropping, and that was a good rally. From 2018, 2021, that was a cracking rally. This is going to happen again. Mark my words, we're going to have a cracking Santa rally, maybe a cracking first month. So I think we'll have a rollover 2-3 February, March. April will be good again, always is. New money coming to ISAs. So, yeah, there we are. That's it. Thanks so much, everyone, for watching. I do appreciate that. If you could hit that like button, that would be much appreciated. And subscribe. We have to get to 5,000 before year end. Well, that's the end. And download the Vox Markets app, voxmarkets.co.uk/app. Almost forgot that. Speak tomorrow. I'll try and get a guest on. Housing stocks are getting more of a strong buy with Fed, ECB and BOE looking to cut rates early next year. Yes. Well, now the predictions is May, the first cut. And four cuts next year. Ooh, it's getting exciting. Speak tomorrow. Thank you very much. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.